Second, 1513, the year 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de León came ashore on the Florida coast and claims the territory for the Spanish crown. Sadly, he arrived too late for the early bird dinner.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, I'm calling about the studio apartment for rent. You said no pets, but my two Great Danes wear diapers. Would that be okay?
We got Rockford, and we had the Perry Mason theme song before, right? That comes in earlier. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Okay, normally, the first segment, I do year-to-date sales. We might do part of that with today's guest to ask him, because he had a real estate license for a brief time back in the early 1960s. We are going to be introducing here what I think is the last surviving male cast member of the Perry Mason TV program from 1957 to 1966. Carl Held was born in 1931 in Jersey City. In 1958, at age 27, he was an understudy for William Shatner on a Broadway play, and then ended up playing a character on Star Trek with William Shatner. But the better news is that's where he met actress Sarah Marshall. He later married her. She was 2 years his junior. They were together 55 years before she passed away in 2014. I remember Carl Held. I remember his role on Star Trek, but I'm most interested in his role on the original Perry Mason TV series. He was cast as a guest on a character. Let's see, during the fourth season, he appeared as Bruce Nesbitt on the episode "The Case of the Angry Man," and I just watched that. And then later, he appeared in another episode as a defendant, David Gideon, in the case of the grumbling grandfather. And then they brought back this character, David Gideon, for eight more episodes. So it was, I think it might have straddled the fourth and fifth season, 1961-62, as an aspiring law student. So he had, with his wife, he did a ton of American and British television. They went to Britain. I think his wife originally was from Britain. But I'm a huge Perry Mason a fan, and so we have some of his music. This is the Perry Mason theme song, and we're going to find out if he knows. And there's Star Trek, and I think his wife was on Star Trek too. And I think his wife was also on. Oh, and this is, most people know him from a show I've never watched. Now I can't remember what show this is. Let's hear it. Falcon Crest. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, actor Carl Held. Good morning, Carl. This is, now I can hear you. We were a little cut off there. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mark.
Did you hear the introduction? Anything you can correct that I misspoke?
I did not hear you say anything. I heard the theme music. It was about it.
Okay. Well, then we'll just assume everything I said was true, but I went...
Okay, I'll trust you, okay.
I mentioned that you... Well, we could start here. You met Sarah Marshall back in playing an understudy for William Shatner on a Broadway play, and then...
That's right. That was 1958, and the play was The World of Susie Wong.
Wow. And didn't I read... And you met... actress Sarah Marshall, who you ultimately married and were with her for 55 years.
Yes, she was in the play, and that's where we met, actually, yes.
And wasn't she nominated for an award for that play?
Not for that play. She did win the Drama Critics Award for her performance in a play called The Ponder Heart, and she received a Tony nomination for Goodbye Charlie, which was a comedy with... Lauren Bacall, her first play on Broadway, also starring Sidney Chaplin, one of Charlie Chaplin's sons.
Boy, you know what? It's just such a thrill to have you on the program. I'm so lucky I was able to get a hold of you. and you're 90, you sound like you're 60, and and you're going strong, you're doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing all right. I mean, I do have some of the things that accompany old age, you know, things do wear down and you get replacement parts and that sort of thing. But for the most part, I'm in pretty good shape. I have wound up with a pacemaker finally, but I spent a lot of my adulthood staying in shape. I had to, one, you know, because of I wanted to look good for camera and all of that. But I did get into aerobics when it first was announced. This, I think it was early 60s, that aerobics was exceptionally good. And I started jogging. And I did that from then on. And although I can't jog anymore, I do get on a treadmill and go as fast as I can uphill and get the heart rate going, breathing. And so that's it. Stood me in good stead all these years.
Well,
kept me going pretty well.
You did look younger than your years. When I saw you in the Perry Mason episodes back around 1961, you were 30 years old, and you were very had a very youthful look.
It's a mixed blessing, you know. It's nice to look younger than your age. I mean, a lot of people would love that, but it got in the way of being cast in many roles because I just simply looked too young. And as a matter of fact, the same thing is occurring today. I was up for a part a few weeks ago, and they wanted a sweet old man, you know, like 85, 90 years old. But I have to say that I do look anything but sweet. That's not my type. But I generally look a bit more serious when I'm just relaxed or in repose, you know. But
was this the Bill Murray
movie?
They
wouldn't buy me as 85 years old.
Was this?
Not at all. They said I was more like 75. And so that's very flattering, you know, but I didn't get the job. So there you are.
That's amazing. I knew you told me about it, and I knew you joked that you weren't a sweet old man, but you could have played the part of a sweet old man. But you didn't look old enough. You're 90 years old,
no,
enough.
Well, the point is, if they can find someone who looks like a sweet old man, that's fine. They don't have to bother making them up or anything. They can cast exactly what they're looking for. And that's what happens so much of the time. You can go in and audition and give a beautiful audition, and you don't get the job.
Was this...
And another time, I remember... I got a fantastic job. This was in Europe. And I asked them when I was working on a job, I said, how come you picked me out of all those other people? They said, we knew it the minute you walked in the door, you were it.
That's so, just the way it goes. A part of my introduction, my guess.
That's how it is. It's like romance. You know, you don't know what that chemistry is when you meet someone, but there it is. There's that attraction, that instant thing. And you know, it's the je ne sais quoi. You don't know what it is, but it's something, and you act upon it. And so a lot of times that's what comes into play when you're auditioning for roles.
Well, speaking of real life, that's what happened when you met actress Sarah Marshall back in 1958, and you spent 55 years together with her. Sadly, she passed away in 2014, but you had a lifetime together, having met each other when you were
like
so young.
55 years. It was boing when we met, you know, it was just like that.
Well, that's terrific. And she was British originally? She was a British citizen originally?
Yes, she was born in London, England, and her parents were Herbert Marshall and Edna Best. Both of those actors have stars on Hollywood Boulevard. And Sarah came to America on the very last boat that left England before World War II.
Wow.
That was 1939. As a matter of fact, someone in the Home Office in England got a hold of her mother and said, get out.
Wow.
And they got on the last boat. And so she came over here, and then she grew up in Beverly Hills. She got there at the age of 6, and she always had a slight accent to her speaking voice. It was very classy. It's kind of mid-Atlantic, you know.
And how does she hook up with somebody from Jersey City, New Jersey? I don't hear your Jersey accent.
I don't know how that happened. I mean, you know, I'm from a blue-collar family. We were, you know, my dad was a house painter, and we ran apartment buildings. We were blue-collar. And both of my parents were from Europe. They met in this country. So I'm first-generation, blue-collar, anything but. Nothing similar to Sarah's background at all.
And you both did you both did a tremendous amount of television work. I was looking at her. I didn't realize she was on an episode of Get Smart, my favorite show growing up. So I'll have to watch her. But the both of you were on dozens of television shows. And part of my introduction you didn't hear is that apparently your biggest claim to fame might be a show I've never watched, and that was Falcon Crest.
Well, it's funny. I didn't watch it until I was on it, to be honest. And then I got fascinated by it. And it was on for about, I guess 10 seasons or so. And I was going to do only 2 episodes. That's what I was hired for. And I wound up doing 55.
Wow. Well, you know what?
They liked what I did, and so they wrote my part in and expanded it. And so I was on it for about 3 years. And it was a lovely experience, really nice.
That's amazing the way you phrase it, because we're coming up to our first commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll get into Perry Mason, where kind of almost the opposite happened, where you were kind of had a foot in the door, and then they didn't keep the character, but
we'll talk about that, sure. Okay, fine.
My guest is Carl Held, 90 years old. And I said this in the introduction, unfortunately you weren't hearing it, but I believe you might be the last surviving male cast member from the Perry Mason TV program from 1957 to 1966. There's just a few women still alive, but every time I look up the male actors, they're all gone. And even if you're not the last surviving, you're definitely the last surviving cast member who had any significant role in the Perry Mason.
Among the last few, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Well, that's why I'm so popular these days. I'm still alive.
Hey, listen, just showing up is half the battle, you know? And this movie that you tried out for?
I can still show up, so. All right, well, we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with my guest Carl Held, and now we'll get into the reason why I really wanted to have him on is to talk about Perry Mason, the cast, what it was like filming what was back then the premier television program, and it's lasting today. It's on Amazon. I bought the DVDs, so we'll find out about Raymond Burr, Barbara Hale, William Hopper, William Talman, Ray Collins, and my guest is Carl Held.